show them how we get it.
Let me get one line here.
I got 10 MCs held up in a line. Cause all these dudes told me that they knew how to rhyme. So which one should it be that I choose to test first? The way he grabbed the mic, some signs of a pussy, and even worse, he was talking about a cat that wasn't tucked in his waist. So I recorded him ass and took the next sucker face. This fool was pretty dope, told him keep up the good work. Gave him a pound and a pimp, moved on to this next jerk. Hey yo, dude look like Usher with his chest all exposed, busting by bitches he been hitting, his stupid ass clothes, big smile on his face like there was hands in the air waving. But I was anticipating with Satan to see him baking under the authority of somebody lower than me. Started getting tired, skip three, now he's the seventh MC. Looked like a pretty cool guy, but sounded like Tretch. Moving around all fast, screaming with weapons around his neck. It was like a fucking joke, me and the gang got a good laugh. He got all hot, tried to do low, beat his fucking ass like, look at you now.
I'm a rockstar.
Number eight was a female, at least that's how I figured. Until it started rapping, sounded like one of my niggas. Goddamn this, that, and all the guns in the world. Harder than most niggas on the mic, even had a Jerry curl. Sent her to Jenny Jones for the little makeover. Told her be back in 2 weeks. You see, all I wanted to do was bone her. Word, she's out like yesterday's six pack. So let's get back to the last two. Yo, they from the same crew. What should we do? They said he knew them niggas from some open mic spot. They tried to nut up, got cut up, so he's round two.
Yeah, you money, I'm talking to me.
You got a battle rap? Battle me.
What's up?
Battle me.
What's up?
Yo, what would you do if I could prove you didn't exist? And it was true. Like a misconstrued, the sound solidifying proof of the essence. You and the spoof of your birth. Now I guess I will lessen your worth to the dirt and the earth and the leaf. Now I leave you alone with that belief you're really here. And the sister beneath your fear. An endearing tear would fall if all that I said was true. Am I right or do it in just both? Too complex for a quote? I'll the final say like the rope to the boat to the dock. You're not free yet, man. You're sick, stuck, caught, sick in the head, stuck in the bed, you're dumb fed. Diseased with that mononucleo. What I look like, money? That Latin listening to Coolio? So I asked, what was your mom's task when she had you? If only she knew, though, through all of her pain, her baby was born without brain and insane and just plain with no style. Don't smile, your memories are worth a shit pile to me. You believe that you're free? Man, free from your mom, free from the man, and most of all, free from me. But you see, I've caught you. My bad, you don't really exist, so I've got to explain this. So when I tell you how not to, you won't do it. I'll screw it, you're thinking, I know I exist and I prove it because I'm listening to you. But I asked, what if God was an evil genius who only made you believe you were true? And your life was nothing, man, just a really long dream. And when you die, you start a whole new life, a whole new dream. But that was just a dream, and it seems, man, you can't break out of the cycle. Am I crazy? Go to your church and ask your white God if I'm right, though. Whatever he replies will be lies. We've already established it's evil. But I'm lying, you don't exist, but merely as emotion and perceivable. Believe you'll be around tomorrow, kid, yo. You borrow time with no interest. And since you're a dream, I can mentally put on the beach and you disappear in an instant, fool. What?
Nigga, fuck
what?
You
can't rap anyway. Yeah, we body here.
Sucker.
Sucker ass niggas. Eat a dick. People under the stairs.